we basically discussed the fact that Crist came out with the call for review of Bernie McCabe's findings, and we say that's a victory in this struggle for justice for Jevon, not because of any confidence that we have in the FDLE, who he's called on to make this review, but because his call for review itself is an admission that Bernie McCabe's investigation, Bernie McCabe's findings, cannot be trusted to stand on their own. So it's a victory in that sense.
The shooting occurred after police received a call that a graduation party had gotten out of hand. According to McCabe's report, it was while the crowd was dispersing that a fight broke out and shots were fired. The report says that Officer Nemeth observed Jevon Dawson with a firearm and commanded him to drop his weapon. Dawson reportedly then fired two shots as he began to run from the crowd, and Officer Nemeth fired back, shooting Dawson twice in the back, killing him. The report states that Dawson was in possession of a .38 caliber Model 36 five-shot revolver that was recovered from a nearby driveway, and that the weapon had three spent castings. DNA testing from the weapon, according to the report, was consistent with the DNA of Jevon Dawson. However, several witnesses have testified under oath that Dawson was unarmed, and many in the community agree. Zimbabwe says this is another instance of abuse to the African-American community of St. Petersburg by Bernie McCabe.
And in each case, Bernie McCabe, who is the state attorney, has come forward with a decision that justifies the murder of young African men. We've called for the establishment of a independent, community-based police review board that would have subpoena powers. Feel like they shouldn't have a problem with that if they have nothing to hide.
The 8-page report states that gunpowder was also found in the pockets of Dawson's shorts. However, the report also says that no gunpowder residue was collected from Dawson's body after the shooting. The report says that it is not St. Pete Police Department protocol to do so when the subject is also a gunshot victim, but that the protocol is consistent with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement criteria. When Chief of Police Charles Harmon learned of the protocol and the officer's failure to collect samples, it was too late to collect any residue as the autopsy procedure would have removed it. The report says that Officer Nemeth's actions were lawful and concluded that it was a justifiable homicide. Kobiana Bantushengo, an organizer for the Uhurus and the group Justice for Jevon Dawson, says that McCabe's decision would not have been acceptable in other communities.
If this was been in any other community, this would have they wouldn't have been able to say justifiable homicide. And McCabe, who has repeatedly called justifiable homicide in situations where it was in reference to the St. Petersburg Police Department and the murder of young African men out here in the street.
Conflicting testimonies from witnesses have caused controversy in deciphering whether or not Dawson had a firearm. Today, Zimbabwe told WMNF that there are witnesses which will testify that Dawson was unarmed.
Witnesses had talked to the state attorney, or at least they came forward and made their testimony. Not sure the particulars of how to whom they made it, but I do know that they made their testimony in the presence of legal representation.
Penny Hess, a member of the Uhuru movement and chair of the African People's Solidarity Committee, a group of white people that are working together with the Uhurus to fight racism, says that the report makes it clear that Jevon Dawson was murdered.
And I think it's really clear if you read the report that there is nothing valid in it. Are we to believe that Jevon Dawson, 17 years old, who has no police record, never in trouble, considered a good student by his principal, by the school, Gibbs High School, where Obama spoke, by the way, was... use that opportunity of a high school graduation party to shoot at the police or point a gun at the police? Are we to believe the ridiculous premise that he was shooting at the police as he was running away? I mean, this child was shot in the back twice. That is murder.